First, if you would give us some background on Verdant. When founded, what inspired you to move in the direction of investment supporting social responsibility and environmental sustainability?
Sure. We decided to do this because there's really tremendous interest with individuals and foundations, charities, to align their investments with their own values, their own mission statements. And I looked at the offerings out there, and I thought that there's a tremendous amount of ways that people could create a bad portfolio just by picking things off the shelf and not having enough information. So really what I wanted to do is provide what people were looking for and have a quality product delivering the returns they need as well as executing the mission they might be interested in.
Under the sustainability umbrella, are there specific areas of interest that you focus on?
Well, we focus on as many areas as we can isolate, actually. We are not in the business of telling people what they need to care about or what their hot buttons need to be. We're here to provide the menu. And if someone's most interested in animal welfare or women's empowerment or workplace equality or the environment, then we can provide the investment opportunities, the investment options, selections that can then fulfill their portfolio needs.
What's the business case for this type of investing versus the traditional approach?
First of all, we start with a traditional approach. So we look at all the normal metrics that we do at our parent company, Russell Capital Management, to find a good investment. But then we layer on non-financial material, but still material aspects into the process. So we're looking at their record on the environment, on social issues, and on corporate governance. And together, those three things are called ESG, environmental, social, and corporate governance.
Do you employ these standards, environmental, social, and governance, to evaluate corporate behavior and determine the future financial performance of companies?
Absolutely, Tom. Every investment that we use, every security we use in the portfolio is analyzed through an ESG lens. And that way we can pick out the metrics that are most important to the client and create the right portfolio. Within the portfolio, we start with a core of equities and a core of bonds, all of which have been put through the ESG lens. And then if someone's interested in a particular subject, we can layer on a little bit more of that, be it the environment, international impact, women's empowerment. There are many different aspects that we can emphasize.
Can you give us some examples of industries or types of businesses that you would deem appropriate for this kind of investment?
Well, it's interesting because you look at the ESG in totally different ways for different companies. So if we're looking at a company involved in energy production, the E, the environment, is going to be very important. Now, if they treat their employees poorly or have a dangerous product, obviously we're going to look at that as well. If they're not being truthful in their reporting practices, you know, that's part of the corporate governance. Of course, that's important. But for that type of company, we would focus heavily on the environmental record. If we looked at a bank, for instance, we would want to make sure they're treating their employees correctly, that they have best-in-class standards for how they deal with customers and deposits, et cetera, et cetera. So that would be more in lines of the social case.
Justin Sauter is founding partner at Verdant Investments, and we thank you for joining us.
Thank you.